Attorney General Jeff Sessions has rescinded an Obama-era policy on marijuana prosecutions. That policy discouraged the enforcement of federal marijuana laws in states that had either legalized or decriminalized pot. Currently, seven states and the District of Columbia allow recreational marijuana, and more than 29 states have medical marijuana laws. The move today from the DOJ could have a far-reaching impact across the country. Sean O'Connor is with us now from the University of Washington. He's the faculty director of the Cannabis Law and Policy Project and Boeing International Professor of Law. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, what does this change mean for those states that have legalized marijuana?
So it means that it's up to the discretion now of the U.S. attorneys in that state as to how aggressively they want to go after marijuana. It's shifted from under the Obama Cole memo guidance saying to use it as a low priority to now you can use your discretion, and if you want to go after it aggressively, you can.
And this is not a statement that we are now going after marijuana aggressively, but it opens the door for those prosecutors.
Correct. So Sessions could have done something stronger and said, not only am I rescinding the Cole memo, but my guidance now is that this should be a high priority for every U.S. attorney. He did not do that. So what we're going to see is you have to look U.S. attorney by U.S. attorney and try to get a sense of their stance on this issue.
And there's kind of a limbo going on right now, or there has been, where if you're in one of these states that had legalized marijuana, you would be in accordance with state law for possessing or growing or selling it. It varies from state to state, but you'd still be committing a federal crime. Isn't that right?
Correct. And that's true for both medical and recreational marijuana.
Can you talk about the Cole memo now that you mentioned under the Obama administration? What was the intent there? How did that work out?
So the intent was to accommodate the state legal systems. So if you had a state that set up a well-regulated system for medical or even recreational, then that would be a low priority for federal U.S. attorneys unless that business or the activity implicated one of eight special situations, like things like there were firearms involved with the people in the business, or it was being done near schools and children. So long as it didn't invoke one of those eight issues, then this should be a low priority. They could still prosecute it, but they should back burner it.
So states, including your own state of Washington, have taken on various levels of legalization. Has the industry in those states been growing, accelerating, even despite this gray area status with federal law?
It did. I think some people overinterpreted the Cole memo and saw it as a legal safe harbor, meaning that they could not be prosecuted. That was never the case, but there was enough comfort level to then move ahead aggressively. And so the industry now in Washington, Colorado, coming online in California, they're quite big now. And so it's going to be extremely disruptive as an economic and industry matter if this goes back to heavy prosecution and we need to unwind these businesses.
Talk about the federal prosecutors. Most or all of them, I think, left, were invited to leave with the change in administrations, which is not unusual. So these are appointees of the Trump administration in these positions now. What do we expect from them under this new guidance?
Yeah, so you might imagine that as a general rule, they're going to be more inclined towards the Trump session orientation against cannabis and will generally be more aggressive than the Obama appointees would have been. But again, these attorneys are taken from the local communities, and because they're from those local communities, that may have some restraining effect on them because they are in a certain culture and they really have political and other legal futures to think about in that community that they came from.
Sean O'Connor is with us from the University of Washington. He's a law professor there. We're looking at drug laws, marijuana laws in particular, and an announcement from Attorney General Jeff Sessions that the federal government would make it more of a priority for prosecutors in states that had legalized marijuana to prosecute marijuana as a federal offense. Sean, I assume outside the law, you've been watching public opinion. What's been the movement in the public lately when it comes to attitudes toward marijuana legalization?
Well, it really seems that much of the public is quite fine with it. I think it can vary across the country, and you have some states the public opinion is much more favorable than others. But I think a lot of folks are just not that concerned about it. However, I would say that that's in relation to what we think of as sort of traditional pot, which is joints and, you know, things that people smoke, and not necessarily the strong edibles and extractions and things like that. So to the degree it's kind of people just smoking weed, I think most people are not that concerned about it anymore.
We had heard from President Trump on the campaign trail that it sounded like he would leave marijuana laws up to the states, more or less in line with the Cole memo and the Obama administration. Do you see this announcement from the Attorney General as contradicting what candidate Donald Trump had said about the issue?
I do. I think that at a deeper political level, Trump was obviously running on a populist and really more of a traditional Republican states' rights, at least recent Republican states' rights position. And now what's interesting is Sessions is flipping that, at least within his purview, and making strong federal action, almost like the old civil rights days of trying to use the federal government to right some of the civil rights problems. And so you're going to see, I think, Democrats and Democratic-leaning states flipping back to their much older position of being states' rights advocates.
Is there any kind of legal position for a state that has passed a legalization law saying, hey, this is the federal government overstepping its bounds, this is a states' rights issue, and we, the state, have the right to do this?
There is. It's stronger on the medical marijuana side than it is on recreational. So, for example, we still have the Rohrabacher Amendment that's still in effect right now that limits the DOJ from using its funds, appropriated funds, to prosecute medical marijuana when it's a regulated industry. So that makes it a little harder. And there's also the business that in medical marijuana, we don't want the federal government involved in the practice of medicine and what people are doing for their therapies. They can regulate drugs, but the overall practice should be left alone. So that's fairly strong. On the recreational side, it's a little harder to make that argument that this is some sort of core state right, especially when you're looking at something that has been listed on the Controlled Substances Act.
We're talking to Sean O'Connor right now about the Department of Justice decision that rescinds the Cole memo and the impact it could have on states that have legalized marijuana. He's a professor of law and faculty director of the Cannabis Law and Policy Project at the University of Washington. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this decision from the Attorney General? What are your thoughts on marijuana legalization? Should it remain illegal, be legalized for medical or recreational purposes? Wisconsin, not one of the states that's done either of those. What do you think should happen here? What should be the role of federal government? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll hear more coming up on Central Time. We continue our conversation about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to roll back an Obama-era policy that allowed states to pursue marijuana legalization. Sean O'Connor is with us, professor of law and faculty director of the Cannabis Law and Policy Project at the University of Washington. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this decision in states that have legalized marijuana for medical or recreational purposes? Do you think that federal law enforcement should pursue marijuana use and sales as a crime or not? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Sean, before we go to our callers, it seems like the only thing that would remove a gray area here is Congress. They're the body that could effectively legalize this nationwide.
Yes, that's true. And the two main ways they could do it are either deschedule, where they take it off of the Controlled Substances Act entirely, and Senator Cory Booker has a bill in proposing to do just that. Or it could be rescheduled, which means it moves down from Schedule 1, which is the most controlled prohibited substances, down to lower levels where it's easier then to treat them as things like, think about over-the-counter drugs that you can get even without a prescription.
Let's go to our callers now. Owen is with us in Wyawega. Owen, hi.
Hi, how's it going, Rob?
Good. What do you think?
Well, my biggest thing is the Republican Party historically always talked about eliminating federal government overreach. And so this is a contradiction of their whole way that they've promoted the party for a long time. They always believed in state rights, and Governor Walker always talks about leaving it up to the states. So Jeff Sessions has got a vendetta against people that smoke pot, I guess.
Owen, thanks for the call. And, Sean, you were kind of talking about how this states' rights issue is kind of flipped in the parties here. What do you think of what Owen had to say?
Yeah, no, I think he's right that this is changing, I think, an implicit compact that Republican leadership had with a lot of its supporters and voters, that states should largely, state and locality should decide for themselves what their policies should be in core police kind of areas like this. And now Sessions is flipping that.
Now, looking at this as a priority for law enforcement, Sean, I mean, do you see some sort of federal effort working with, I guess, the DEA led by federal prosecutors to pursue ground-level users of marijuana? Or is this something that might be more, it may be even more in line with the Cole memo, where they're emphasizing it, but when it goes along with other kinds of crimes, trafficking, firearms, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think that in some ways, because Sessions used this neutral position of just rescinding the Cole memo but not ordering attorneys to go after this aggressively, he's getting a lot of political bang for the buck, but the status quo may not change a lot in that, as I said before, a lot of local U.S. attorneys may decide they're not going to prioritize this. They're going to keep going on as it's been going on. Where the biggest damage and effect will likely happen are banks and others who are cautiously moving towards working with cannabis businesses. And this will most likely concern them because they are, if they're national entities, they've got branches all over the place, and they don't want to be subject to different U.S. attorneys across the country. So you may see a real rollback now of the important ancillary businesses that support cannabis businesses. They're going to walk away, and the cannabis businesses will be on their own again.
Let's go back to our callers now. Deb is on the line in New Glarus. Deb, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think, Deb?
Well, as I told the young lady I talked to, I have a grandson that's autistic, and there's been a lot of forward research with CBD oil, and I think that they need to keep their hands off from this industry. It's obviously a moneymaker. It has been for the states, but more than that, it's great therapy for people who need it, for more than just autism, for other diseases as well. So,
Deb, thanks a lot for the call. Sean, she mentioned in particular CBD oil, which I always wonder, what is the legal status of that? It's something that is sold over the counter. It's, I guess, a cannabis derivative?
Yeah, so the big problem is that leaving marijuana in the way it's defined on Schedule 1 of the Controlled Substances Act is that anything coming from the plant is then prohibited as Schedule 1. And that's really problematic because the CBDs are not THC. They don't have the psychoactive, psychotropic effect. They're not what you get high off of. They do seem to have some therapeutic benefit. And this, again, is why I've been arguing that we need to reschedule, move marijuana down from that, allow more research to happen, and allow more of a over-the-counter or at least a more regular prescription route for a lot of these CBD health products.
Thanks for that call. We'll go next to Lisa with us in Janesville. Lisa, hi.
Hi. I've never used marijuana myself, but I see this as a move by Sessions to assist the private prison industry, which I see as very corrupt and leading to many other issues.
Lisa, thanks for the call. Yeah, people have talked about this, Sean, in terms of incarceration. There have been efforts from left and right to reduce incarceration for things like low-level drug crimes. How does that fit into this?
Yeah, so in fact, I mentioned Senator Booker's bill that he put in, Marijuana Justice Act, earlier, well, last year actually now, and he directly ties descheduling then with also limiting for states that don't have a legal marijuana system, limiting the federal funds they can use to build new prisons, and also then require then the states to look at sentence length, especially for racial disparities that are going on, and to also look at things where people were penalized before this change took effect if his bill went into play. So a lot of people are, in fact, looking at the racial disparity going on and seeing this as problematic that a lot of white affluent people can smoke marijuana and not have problems, and it's very much been a problem for the minority communities.
At the political level, Sean, we've seen a flurry of states over the last really handful of years legalize either medical or or recreational marijuana. Do you think this move from the Justice Department might slow that trend down?
I'm not sure it'll slow the trend down at the state legislature level, but I do think, again, what you'll see is the really important ecosystem businesses, meaning insurance and banking and, you know, drivers, any of this kind of stuff that needs to help support any kind of business, those people are going to start backing away, I think, more, and that could really hobble the emerging recreational and medical marijuana business in a lot of these states.
Do you think anything's going to happen in Congress anytime soon that will close this issue for the foreseeable future?
I don't, until we see what happens in the 2018 election cycle. And if you see a large changeover of Congress in any substantial direction towards Democrats, then I think there's going to be a serious move by those folks to try to at least reschedule or do something else here. But if Congress stays in the makeup it is, I don't know that there's going to be a strong effort. The most sympathetic angle, I think, for the current Congress will be veterans and people with PTSD and looking at the benefits of cannabis for a lot of those folks and keeping them off opioids. So that's probably the most promising angle. But otherwise, not till we, and unless we see a change in 2018.
We'll leave it there. Sean, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Sean O'Connor, professor of law and faculty director of the Cannabis Law and Policy Project at the University of Washington. He was with us today to talk about Attorney General Jeff Sessions' decision to roll back an Obama-era mandate that loosened federal prosecution in states that had legalized marijuana.